Welcome to Intentional with Dr. Faye. Intentional is the radio show dedicated to opening the gateways of knowledge into a deeper, more committed way of living your heaven on earth. You will learn how to build a relationship with God that will radically change the way you live your life forever. You will discover that you're not alone in this journey. You have access to eternal life now and all that it offers. Just listen as Dr. Faye shares the gospel to empower, motivate, inspire, and encourage you to live an intentional life.
All of the conversations, all of the media, front page stories, the important people and the influencers tweeting, Facebooking, whatever it is, talking about the border, the American-Mexico border, where there has been crisis and crime. Today, we bring the conversation from our faith-based initiatives to shift the consciousness of the nation and around the world as to how we do government and how we do media. It is exhausting at times to listen to the same conversations over and over and over again. For the past few years, our media, sad to say, has been so swamped with the spirit of toxicity and the destructive forces that have come across the airways in an attempt in their minds, I think, to destroy the credibility of a president, of a party, even of a people. The sad thing, the saddest thing, is that it doesn't get any better. It continues to spiral downward into the abyss, the dark place. I don't know about you, but maybe I do at some level, that you two are at your wit's end and you're saying enough already. We've heard this over and over and over and over again. Yet what we do is we either just turn it off or we have conversations with it. It just depends on your level of interest. Personally, well, I won't tell you what I do personally, but I can tell you will discover that in this conversation today, as we bring the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ concerning all of those who think it is their calling to destroy the president, to destroy a party, to destroy a person. The Bible does not exempt anyone from living according to God's laws, God's plan, and God's principles. If there is no intellect, there is no office, there is no financial status in life that exempts us from following God's laws. And the only way to follow him is to know what he's saying. And we can't know what he's saying until we go to the book. We've got to get the book that he ordained and sanctioned. Yes, I do believe the Bible is the inspired word of God, and it is given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit. It is good to profit, to build us up, to encourage us, to deliver us, to heal us, and whatever we need. God had us on his mind and merciful enough not to leave us out of the scriptures. He put us in there. Woven throughout the threads of these pages is the mighty voice of an almighty God to direct the steps of humanity in a way that man will see God from a place that he's never seen God before in this dispensation. We come through many eras in this country. We come through crisis after crisis after crisis, and we've always been great, and we've risen above circumstances and situations that have tried to provoke us to violence. Many times this nation has walked away from the table rather than align ourselves with people who are unfriendly toward humanity, are operating in a lesser than democratic way. We've always stood for democracy, and we've always stood for freedom, even when there were so many of us too ignorant to realize that all men were created equal. We've stood in the shadows many times, and we've watched the demise of other nations because we didn't know where we fit. We didn't know what to do about it, so we did nothing. Sometimes we threw a little money in that direction. We sent money abroad in order to quiet the storm, if you will. And sometimes that would work for a little while, and it did just what it was intended to do. It aid that country, aid that area of our humanity that was in pain. There is an awakening that's happening around the planet, and many of you have tuned into it from your own particular positions in life. Whether you are a minister, a faith-based business owner, or you just don't believe any of the Bible, you are experiencing a shift in your life, if the truth were told. You know that a change has come, but you don't know how to deal with the change, because for the first time in your life, perhaps, you are experiencing some trickle-down effect from what's been happening on a global and a national scale. You see, that's what happens. Whatever is going on at the governmental level begins to take place at the local level. You begin to feel the same spirit, the same energy, the same vibrations. Whatever is flowing from the head will reach the feet. Amen? Whatever is being poured upon the head will reach the feet. So, Dr. Faye, are you defending Donald Trump? I am defending the presidential office of these United States of America. I am defending the Oval Office and for which it stands. Yes, I am saying that this nation does require leadership. Leadership that has been ordained and sanctioned by God. And I'm not the one to tell you, oh yes, definitely, this is the man that God put in office. I am here to tell you, he's the one that's in office. Yeah? And until another one comes up, our duty is not to destroy one another. What do you think is happening around the world while we tongue lash the greatest office and officer in the land? You see, we have to see it from a different place, that it is not the man that the devil is attempting to destroy as much as the integrity of every American, the integrity of every person, the men and women of God who speak from the pulpit, are speaking messages of hope and inspiration and faith to catapult us out of a place of negativity, fear, anxiety, and depression as a nation into a place of enlightenment and understanding and wisdom and walking in the counsel of the Holy Spirit, so that we will have truth that would resonate within us and that will reside within us, so that we can walk in the order that God has intended from the foundations of the world. You see, we're not subject to the governments of men as we are subject to the government of God. That in turn causes me to speak well of my brothers and speak well of my sisters. I couldn't preach a gospel that caused me, that it wouldn't be the gospel, if I stood and began to criticize and began for popularity's sake, began to come against officers and offices of the land. I have no hate message. My message is one of love. For many years ago, when I was caught up in this place of heaven, this spirit place, and I saw Jesus sitting at in this place and sitting at the end of a great pillar, and he laid his right hand upon my head and said, I ordain the teacher, take my love to the nations. So all I can deliver to you is love, and from a place of love. Now, it may not resonate with you because you're coming from a place of hate all the time, but I am confident that perfect love will cast that devil out. That perfect love will cast out fear and every other devil that will try to torment you. You see, I believe the Bible when it says that charity begins at home. Charity is another word for love. That love begins at home and spreads abroad. Now, I don't know who you are and where you're listening to this from, but I can tell you this, that when love is manifested in your life, your tongue changes. You begin to speak a word to heal and to deliver. You begin to do something that's critical to bring healing to your family and to the nation. You see, whatever we sow, we reap. Whatever we release out of us will come back home manyfold over. The Bible puts it this way, give and it shall be given unto you in Luke 6:38. Give and it shall be given unto you in good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. So whatever you release from your bosom comes back to your bosom. Whatever you release from your lips will come back to you. Out of these lips should come blessings and cursings. These shouldn't be. We must make a decision that we will only speak good. Do you know how ridiculous it looks for an American to get on television and destroy the president? I don't think they could not. Know that they are being puppets of Satan. I know these are strong words, but then let the silent voices be heard. How it looks to degrade the highest office in the land. I think we should return to what our great grandmas and grandmas taught us. If you can't say anything good about a person, then don't say anything at all. Well, the camera was there, so I felt like I had to say something. Yeah, you can say something good. Just say, this nation is healing. This nation will come out of crisis. We will take care of the children on the border. We will do the right thing. We just need to figure out how we want to figure it out. But it may take us more than a day to get this mess sorted out, but we will do it because we are Americans. We are God-centered people. We are a Christian nation, and we will not give up, cave in, and quit because the devils don't like it, whoever they may be, and whatever shade of their political party, it doesn't matter. Because as far as God is concerned, there are two groups of people on this planet: those who serve Him and those who don't. So those who do serve Him must surrender to the call of God to be a Christian, to be truly Christ-like, the very image of Christ manifested in the earth. Because how can we change lives if we don't register change ourselves, if we don't allow Christ to do in us what He so desires to do in us by way of the Holy Spirit? He did not leave us without a comforter. He did not leave us without truth. He said we would know the truth and the truth would liberate us, would make us free. You know why the news is so nasty? Yes, I said that, it's nasty. You know why it's so toxic? It's toxic because toxic it is as toxic does. You can't give away what you don't possess. But if we begin to bring forth a message of hope and inspiration, that's why we're here, that will cause people who have been caught up in the toxicity, caught up in the negativity and the nastiness, the messiness, to pause and think a moment and say, look, you know, you don't fight flesh. You're not fighting flesh and blood. You see, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, the Bible says here, but against principalities and against powers. Let me show you. It's right here in the book, God's book. Yes, I said it's God's book. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. And because it's His book, whatever God says is true. He cannot lie. His word is forever. Amen. It is forever. in Ephesians 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, his plots, his deceptive forces. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. It's not Democrats. It's not Republicans. It's not the president. It's not this mayor. It's not the governor. It is the devil. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, yes, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. We're wrestling against the demons, the devils that you cannot see. So some people who are not surrendered to God, those people who are those people who are not totally surrendered to God are open to be puppets for Satan. They're going to say what he says. They're going to do what he does. And then we all act so surprised when the devil does devil things. That's what the devil does. The devil is the devil. He is true to his course, true to his identity. He is darkness. And if it doesn't edify, if it doesn't build up, if it doesn't encourage, if it doesn't stir you up to cause you to want to shift, it's not truth. So why spend so many hours talking about non-truth, talking about things that can't liberate, that can't heal, that cannot deliver? God has called us to a place, each and every one of us, whether you accept the call or not, that's up to you and God. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, do what we've been called to do. We're in the midst of a great revival right now on the inside, and God is manifesting his presence, his goodness, and his glory around the earth. We ought to pull back away from anything that is messy and ungodly and focus in on Jesus Christ, keeping the main thing, my bro and sis, huh? Keeping the main thing, and operating from a place of spirit that we don't respond like people expect us to respond. And we don't say the things that they say just because they think it's conversation. And it's not conversation, it's garbage station. Yeah? And it keeps us in this place where we cannot fulfill the call of God, and we keep fighting each other and warring each other. And as the Bible said, brethren, these things ought not so to be.
The question I always get asked is, where do I get the energy from? Well, keeping up with Malcolm Out Loud is no easy task, friends, even for Malcolm. Well, you may know that I've personally been taking Healthy Cell for some time now. Well, the great news is Healthy Cell has a new type of natural supplement called the Nutrition Gel. So no more hard-to-swallow pills. The good-tasting gel can be mixed into smoothies, yogurt, or water. These gels provide maximum absorption of essential nutrients, and it's healthy for our gut, not abrasive like pills can be. You know, it's time for all of us to go pill-free, and you can try it with a free 2-day supply. Just cover $2.95 shipping, and the company, Healthy Cell, will cover the cost of the product. Go to healthycell.com/outloud, or simply click the Healthy Cell logo at the top of AmericaOutloud.com.
They're not to be. Why do we continue to do the same thing we've always done? I took a moment before I was preparing to teach this today, and I thought, we're fighting things that we've always fought. There's nothing new under the sun, the book of Proverbs says, the preacher says. There is no new thing under the sun. What we see, we've seen it before. Look at the history of drug cartel. Look at the history of what happened in Miami. What happened in Colombia? What happened in New York? What happened in Paris, France? What has happened over the past 100 years in the drug trafficking industry. It has been horrible. People have been slain, lives have been destroyed because of drugs. But yet we still think we're fighting drugs. We're not fighting drugs. We're fighting principalities. We're fighting powers. We're fighting spiritual wickedness, the rulers of the darkness of this world. We're fighting the dark side. And you can't see it. It just manifests in people and things. And you think it's that person, or you think it's that thing. And it's not. It's a devil. It's Satan, who Jesus said in St. John 10, he has come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life, and have life more abundantly. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you a gospel that says, if it is coming to kill, to steal, and to destroy, it is Satan. If it is coming to give life and life more abundantly, it is Jesus. Easy math, easy math. When it builds up and encourages and springs forth truth, causes you to take a pause about the way you've been talking and the way you've been thinking and the way you've been living. You've just entered the space called truth. So he says, put on this whole armor of God. Be strong and put on the whole armor of God. How do we know what this armor is? When so much is being thrown at us to make us think that we're weak and we're dependent upon Washington to get it right. I don't care who's president. There will always be human error. There will always be satanic influences. Why? Because we're wrestling against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness and the rulers of the darkness of this world. My prayer that we will become a praying nation, a true praying nation, not a half mask praying nation, but all the way at the altar praying nation, a praying nation that prays publicly anywhere, anytime, a nation that does not deny the presence of God in its life and in its workings and in its government, a nation that will be bold about its commitment to Christ, that have leaders that will have prayer meetings in their office so that they can turn government around for the sake of the people. That's the nation that I envision. And it is the nation that God envisioned. Remember, his kingdom come, his will be done in earth as it is in heaven. It won't change until we start speaking the change. We've got to say something different if we want something different. If we keep having the same old thing that we've always had, that means that we've got to do something different because we've been doing the same old thing that we've always done. Somebody shout, shift. It's time for the change, a massive change that we need in our nation today. So he says, we're wrestling against these powers, these rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Yes, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we stand. That's Ephesians 6, and I'm reading from verse 10, and then I'm in verse 13 now. Therefore, find out what is therefore. Take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Who is he speaking to? You? Me? The world? Anybody who reads it? And that's who he's talking to? Take the whole armor of God. You have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. That's part of the armor of God. That's the beginning of wisdom, is to know him. He says, stand therefore, in verse 14, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. You see, Christ is our righteousness. Truth, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man can come to the Father but by him. So as we wrap ourselves in the word of God, I tell people all the time, wrap yourself in the word of God. Speak the word of God over your life. Speak the word of God over your family. Speak the word of God over your communities. The word of God is life. It is powerful. It is quick. It is powerful. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When the word of God is spoken, the word of God activates life. That's what it does, because he and his word are one. St. John 1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. That gets me excited every time I say it. And the word was God. So then God and his word are one. And what he said is who he is. And who he is what he said. And when he speaks it, it does not go unnoticed. When he speaks it out of his mouth, it fulfills what he has sent it to do. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yeah. When God spoke the worlds into existence, the world could not stay out of existence. It had to manifest. Yes. And when God said, let there be light, there was light. Why? Because the Bible says in him is light. God is light. So God spoke out of himself, so he could mirror himself back to himself. He created man in his own image. In the image of God created he them. Male and female created him them. He them. God was looking at himself in humanity. Yeah? How powerful is that? So here is this truth that's manifested. Here's this life force that's manifested. So he said, stand. Stand. How do you stand? You just get somewhere in a corner and stand? No, that's not how you stand. You stand by speaking his word. Listen to what he says. Having shod your feet, let me read this again, verse 14, and Ephesians 6 and 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Christ is our righteousness. So I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not trying to live right and be holy. No, because Christ is my righteousness. I know that when I read his word and I pray and allow the Holy Spirit to breathe through me, I'm not working to try to be righteous. He became my righteousness. Yes, he made me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Isn't that beautiful? So I understand that. I get the revelation of that. And I know that righteousness covers me. He said, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Of the gospel of peace. Yes, he was speaking in this time, in this era, to the church at Ephesus. But he's also speaking to you. He's speaking to me. Yes, my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Wherever I go, I should be bringing peace. Not chaos and confusion and frustration. Oh yeah, I can do that if I want to, believe me. And there are a few people that can tell you, yeah, she can go there now. But thanks be to God, I know to repent and turn back to God and say, Lord, help me not to walk that way. I want to walk as a peacemaker. I want to walk as a love vessel for the kingdom of God, so that I can be an instrument that God can use in these times, in these what appears to be so turbulent and times, and where there's crisis, let's manifest Christ. Where there's a mess, let's be a righteous messenger of hope and really radically change lives. Let's not waste airtime talking about foolishness. Let's use every available means possible to impact the world with something that is going to change people's lives. Then he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, this shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Remember the principalities and powers, the spiritual wickedness and the rulers of the darkness of this world? The writer says, take the shield of faith and you'll quench those darts. Where does that shield come from? Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we believe that when we speak the word of God, yes, and we're speaking it from a place of faith, it serves as a shield. The devil recognizes that word. He met that word before. Yeah, he did. He's met the word before. He met the word in the wilderness through Jesus. That wasn't the first time he had encountered him, but he encountered him from a different place. He was the Son of Man. He was all God, but he became man so that we might be raised up to where God is. Amen. So the tempter came to him in Matthew 4, and he said, if thou be the Son of God, turn these stones to bread. He said, oh, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So the tempter comes and he tempts us and he tells us and blows. And you remember the story? Is it the three bears, golden locks? And anyway, the guy comes. No, it can't be the three bears. It's the one who huffs and puffs and blows the house down, right? You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, he huffs and puffs. The wolf comes and he huffs and puffs and huffs and puffs, but he can't blow this brick house down. When your house is built upon the rock, you know, I'm not a fairy tale storyteller, but he cannot destroy a house that's built upon the rock, Christ Jesus. The storms can come, yeah, the winds can go. But as long as you are solid in the word of God, sure enough, you will be rock solid. Yes, you will be stable in him. You will be consistent in him. Instead of running away crying, I don't know what's going to happen to Social Security. I don't know what's going to happen to my retirement check. I don't know what's going to happen here or there or whatever. You realize that the government of God has no end, and you are praying for people that are in authority in the natural realm because you know they need Jesus. That's the number one need of every person on the planet, is the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, you may believe that there are many paths to Jesus or to heaven, but unless you receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, my friend, if this is the first time you've heard this, I want to tell you, and I'm sad to see you have to not believe, but if you don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you will go to hell. He came to give us life and life more abundantly. And he has taught us that there is a place of glory for every born-again child of God. So our governors, our mayors, our politicians, every one of them, wherever they may be in the world, still need Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Yes, yes, and yes. He is the one who makes the difference between a mess, yeah, woo, and a mighty fortress. He is the one that makes the difference between being destroyed and being revitalized. I give him the credit for everything that's good in the world and everything that's good in my life. I give God the glory. I give God the credit. I can't point to one being, one human being, and said, oh, it's because of them. The very fact that we're right here today and we can speak and teach, it's just because God has created technology. And we honor people who support that. We honor people who go out all out, like Malcolm Out Loud on AmericaOutLoud.com, who supports and sponsors messages of faith just like this. And many other channels that are picking up our television programming as we build it out, because they understand the value. Oh, how I appreciate so many. Oh, man, I could tear up about the men and women that I have met recently who truly believe in these messages and want them to be hurled around the world and have partnered with me at many different levels to say, yes, we can do this and we can do that and we can support it this way, and have created technology that we can get this gospel out around the world. Oh, I applaud them. I applaud them, every one of them. So as we begin to band together and begin to speak and teach, I want you to know that you have a voice. You have a voice. If you have breath in your body, you have a voice. If you're able to listen to me today, ladies and gentlemen, you have a voice, and that voice must be heard, not so much out there as it is in here. Speak your truth. Speak the truth from within through the word of God. Find that place of residence, because when you awaken to truth yourself, remember, you can't give away what you don't possess. You'll begin to speak it out loud anyway. You'll begin to talk about it. I can be in the marketplace and overhear a conversation about somebody in the hospital or someone hurting. I am drawn to that conversation because I believe that I heard it for a reason. I didn't hear it because I'm a nosy body. I'm a noticeable body, but I'm not a nosy body. To be engaged in other people's lives, to want to see them healed and want to see them delivered. So, yeah. I believe that we deal with crime, we deal with the hatred, we deal with the prejudices, and we deal with all the mean things that go on. And we need those laws to deal with people who don't know God. Yes, we do. We need those laws. Yeah, that's what they were created for. The Bible says the laws were created for the disobedient, the ungodly folks, the wicked people. Yes, that's what the laws are for. But as a born-again child of God, you don't have any intentions on hating or hurting babies or hurting anyone or stealing or lying or cheating. Not a child of God. Surely not. We hold the light. We make a difference. When we show up, things change. The atmosphere shifts because we are children of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of man. So we put on the armor of God. We drape ourselves with righteousness. We clothe ourselves with the keys to the kingdom. And we come out boldly declaring that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the King of Kings. He is Alpha and Omega. He's everything. Isaiah said he's wonderful. Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. That's who Jesus is. And he wants to be that to you today. Just turn and give him an opportunity to be your Lord and to be your Savior.
Spreading the out loud truth from sea to shining sea. AmericaOutloud.com is the voice of liberty and justice for all. The goal is to deliver a message of truth, inspiration, and hope to the world, to unite people from all backgrounds and beliefs in an effort to advance humanity. We are the vision of the voices. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio.
As you give him an opportunity to be your Lord and be your Savior, you'll no longer be looking back over your shoulder. He'll do something in your life that you can't even imagine. And it's difficult for me to articulate because it's one of those things you just got to be there. You got to be a born again child of God in love with Jesus to experience what I am describing to you to the best of my ability, to let you know that Jesus is the answer. He's the answer for the world today. He's the answer for government. He's the answer for your life and your woes. He wants to change you. And if you'll let him, he'll take control through his precious Holy Spirit and allow you to be led by his Spirit all the days of your life, where you're no longer fumbling around in the darkness or being like Israel going around the mountain for 40 years, wondering which way do we go for the promise. The promise will be activated on the inside of you, and you'll feel safe again. And I know many of you feel anxious and you feel tired and you feel weary in your soul, but I'm here to tell you, if you turn your heart toward Jesus, he'll lighten that load because his yoke is easy. Yeah, easy does it, easy. And his burden is light. If it's not easy and it's not light, you shouldn't be in that seat. Ephesians 6:16, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which we will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. 17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. Yes, Lord, which is what? The word of God. So why are we speaking all of these other things and expecting to change? Why are we speaking all this negativity and toxic dictionary that we spew out of our mouths like venom in a serpent's den? Destructive forces because we're trying to get ratings or we're trying to get become an influencer. I don't know what, we're just lost. Just lost. Looking for home. Like Dorothy. There's no place like home. There's no looking for home. Ladies and gentlemen, the yellow brick road that they had in the Wizard of Oz is this gold that we find right here in the Word of God. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. When will we stop following the crowd and follow Jesus? When will we stop looking at others to be our icons and our mentors and our coaches and let the Holy Spirit coach us? Anything less than God is not God at all. Is that clear? Anything less than God is not God at all. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And then what happens as we're standing? Yeah. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Yes. Being watchful to this end with all perseverance, wherever you come from, and supplication for all the saints and for me, the utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly. Pray that for me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. There is a mystery of the gospel that God wants to reveal to every person on the planet. This gospel will not be hidden because someone wants to vote it away. It will not go away. No, it won't. It is here because you cannot remove God. You can't remove God from school. You'll have to close all of the schools. You can't remove God from the nativity scene. Jesus has already been born, raised, dead, resurrected, seated at the right hand of the Father. You can't take away God. Isn't it foolish when we think about that for a moment? Think about it. Trying to vote God out. Vote him out of what? The Bible says in this book of Psalms, he said, where can I go from the presence of the Lord? If I ascend into heaven, he's there. If I make my bed in Hades, he's there. God said, heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What can you give me? It's all his. You can't vote him out. There's no law to legislate Jesus. Let's get over that foolishness. It's not gonna happen because God, there is no greater power. There is no greater force. There is no greater government. Lucifer, the Bible says, Lucifer thought he would take over. He thought he would be as God. He would rise up and be in control. He thought his government would outrank God. But Jesus said, I beheld Lucifer fall from heaven as lightning. I saw him leave. Yeah. As lightning. That's fast. That's flash fast. I saw him as lightning fall from heaven because he said he would be as God. He would exalt himself. And the Bible says a haughty spirit comes before a fall. So if you think that you're exalting yourself and you think that you can outvote God and no, don't be silly. Don't be silly, you silly thing. Don't be silly. You cannot outvote God. You cannot take him out of any place he wants to be. Where can I go from the presence of the Lord? Nowhere. You see, he's omnipresent, means he's everywhere at the same time. He's omniscient. Yes. He knows everything about everything. He's omnipotent. He's all powerful. There's no power, no government, no office, no influencer that can outrank my God. Yeah. You may come against me, but you cannot prevail against my God, because he wins always, forever and ever and ever. The throne belongs to him. So when you turn on your television, the ancient TVs, and you begin to look and see all of the things that are going across the screen, I want you to take a pause and say, that's not who I am. You see, we gravitate to that which is on the inside of us. I don't enjoy toxicity and negativity. I don't enjoy the things that take me away from peace. Mm-mm. There's no drink in the bottle that I want to have while I'm sitting around watching the evening news. What a deadly combination, truly. Because as we think, so are we. Don't you think that it's time for us to begin to refocus and start cleaning the house from within? Begin to manage our own ideas of what's right and what's wrong, and go to the book and see what God says about it. People ask me, well, what does God say about this subject or that subject? You know, I just tell people, read it, and whatever answers you need, you will find them there. Because I believe that he wants to speak to each of us individually. As a matter of fact, Jesus came to give us an individual relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and with our Father God. He came so that we won't have to go through another man to find God. We go straight to God. He said, no more shall they ask every man and every man his neighbor, saying, know the Lord. For you all will know me, from the least to the greatest. And in this hour, we can boldly approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy and grace to help in the time of need. The things that we set before us. And David, the psalmist, says, I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. If what you're listening to and what you're watching is draining you spiritually, and you feel a heaviness over your heart and over your mind, it's time for you to unplug the tube and get in the presence of God and begin to seek his face. There is no substitute for this relationship that I am describing to you, sir. There is no substitute for this relationship, ma'am. This is a one-on-one relationship about your getting to know the one who created you, the one who sent you to this earth in the first place. I'd like to read a scripture from Jeremiah. This has been one of my favorite scriptures down through the years. And I want to read it to you. A lot of times I am quoting scripture, and sometimes you just have to take a pause and go and read it, because I want you to remember that it's in the book. And as you remember, I want you to start picking this book up and reading it for yourself, because I use it, and so many of people in my circle are learning to use it on a daily basis. If every official, every leader, every influencer would read 3 chapters in this book a day, don't be afraid of it. It will only bless you. Jeremiah 29:11, and I'm reading out of the New King James. He says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Yeah, says the Lord. Thoughts. Yeah, of peace. There's that peace again. God is thinking thoughts of peace toward you. Well, peace. He's thinking thoughts of peace toward you, and not of evil. God is not looking to destroy America. No, he's not. I live here. He's not trying to destroy where my feet are planted. He's not trying to destroy this land. And I hear people saying that all the tornadoes came or the Katrina came because God was trying to show those people something. People don't learn like that. If that were the case, then everybody in prison should be repented and on fire for God. No, people don't learn because they get in trouble. People don't learn because of tragedies. People don't learn that way. They learn through the word of God. So can we just forget about, just not say that anymore? That's a lie. People don't learn through those things. They learn when their hearts are turned toward Jesus and they get in the word and it begins to move them. Yeah. So he's thinking thoughts of peace toward us and not evil, to give us a hope and a future. He wants to give us a future, a hope. That means he wants to bring our lives out of this place of complacency and negativity and messiness and nastiness in the world affairs into a place that we are totally wrapped up in his affairs, leaning and dependent on Jesus, learning to focus in on him and letting him be our lamp, letting this word be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, changing our destination and direction every day of our lives, that when we wake up in the morning, that we begin to declare and decree this day and command the blessings of God to come upon us and overtake us, because that's his promise and his promises are true. Yes. And who can stand against him? Who? Have you seen someone that can stand against our God? To give us a future and a hope. He said, then, this is the part, another part that we don't read all of the time, but this, there's a second part to this scripture. It says, then you will call upon me and go and pray to me and I will listen to you. Isn't that good? And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. You see, God wants to do you good and make you happy. He wants to take the chains and the shackles that have held you bound for so long. Some of you just need to unplug from all of the toxicity to turn things in your life. You've gathered up all of this negative news and you sit in company with people who are degrading the president, who are speaking negativity of presidents and attorneys and doctors. And you're just speaking negative of people. And that's not God's way. We want to speak well of people or be quiet. Think about the goodness of God and how good he has been to you. And you won't have the time to think on negative things. Which brings me to our last scripture. You've heard me read this before, but hey, it's not going anywhere. So we'll keep reading it. I told you guys I got a new Bible, so my pages are still sticking together. And sometimes I go, where did that book go? It was here. And I don't have any of those cheap tabs. Okay, which are good to have, by the way. In Philippians 4, and verse 6, he says, be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Now we know what to think about. Good things. Meditating upon them. That means process to stay there, right there, and meditate on these. Meditate.
allow the presence of God to consume your mind with His Word. I'm Dr. Fay, and thank you for listening. Don't forget, we do accept your tax-deductible donations on our show page or at theglobalchurchlive.com. That's globalchurchlive.com. Until next time, be well.